Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, there's a chilling insight from a Republican congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger. I think quite a bit of Adam Kinzinger. He stood up to his party on the insurrection. He stood up to Trump. He represents the area near Rockford, Illinois, south of the Wisconsin border, south of Beloit. And he has a lot of character, and he came out with a statement that had not occurred to me. It's a piece of evidence that had not occurred to me. He said that I am convinced that some of my Republican congressional colleagues knew about the January 6th insurrection in advance. Let me say that again. Adam Kinzinger, Republican congressman, said that he is convinced that some of the Republicans in Congress knew about the January 6th insurrection in advance. And he was asked for an example. He said that Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, from Rifle, Colorado, that's sort of not too far from Aspen and in Basalt and that area out in Colorado, that she tweeted the morning of the insurrection, before anything had happened, before the crowd got lathered up to go up and do the insurrection, she tweeted, quote, "Today is 1776, end quote. Today is 1776. In other words, today is the revolution. Today is the revolution. Kinzinger said that on social media, he saw threats, enough threats, before January 6th, leading up to January 6th, that he sent his staff home, told them to stay away from the Capitol, asked his wife to stay in their apartment, and he brought a weapon. It's not clear. I don't think he brought it into the Capitol, and he had it lawfully, but he had a weapon. He was afraid that there'd be an insurrection. This is before January 6th. And remember, Lauren Boebert is the one who gave, quote, tours, end quote, to, quote, tourists, end quote, through the Capitol the day before, pointing out the offices. And Lauren Boebert is also the one that tweeted in the middle of the insurrection, quote, "Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber," end quote. In other words, to her followers, if you're after Nancy Pelosi, don't come to the chamber. Remember that tour, by the way, that we did yesterday? You know, the leadership have offices that you and I don't know about. If you ever go to Washington and meet with the speaker or the minority leader, and I've gone there and met with Nancy Pelosi in her office as speaker and as minority leader, it's a beautiful office. It's enormous. It's huge. There's nothing out of place. It looks like it's in a museum. And I started to think, I mean, how do you do any work in this place? I mean, you know, you're sitting there and you're in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, a little room of some sort in it, and it's overwhelming. And then it occurred to me, you don't do any work in there. She has a working office and no one knows where it is, and I'm not invited to it, and you're not invited to it, and we shouldn't be invited to it. And there are secure spaces in the Capitol for the vice president, for the speaker, for the minority leader, for the leadership, but not for the average congressman. They're the ones that had to put furniture up against the door. They're the ones who had to lock the doors, turn off the lights, and hide in the bathroom and hope that nobody would break in. And some Republicans knew about it in advance and were part of it. And Adam Kinzinger is saying this, not me. I'm saying what Adam Kinzinger said, and he was there on the ground. Now, there is a January 6th commission. Nancy Pelosi summoned a select committee, she calls it. Remember that there was a resolution to convene a bipartisan commission, and it passed in the House with 35 Republican votes and all Democrats. 35 Republican votes. John Katko of New York was on the committee that fashioned the agreement, with Benny Hill of Mississippi as a Democrat, gave the Republicans everything they wanted. They had the same number of people on that commission as we did, five each, even though we're in the majority. We had the chairman, they had the vice chairman, J. John Ketko, and it required the agreement of both to issue any subpoena. The Republicans could have blocked any subpoena. And we agreed to that. Moscow Mitch, Trump said, well, that was not bipartisan. Are you kidding me? Passed with 35 votes, Republican votes in the House, went to the Senate. 8 senators said they supported it. 7 voted for it, 7 Republicans. I'm talking about Republican senators. All 50 Democratic senators voted for it. 57 votes, and you had another Republican senator who'd support it too. That's 58. But it needed 60 because Moscow Mitch filibustered it. And Manchin and Sinema wouldn't override the filibuster. So you have it passing the House with 35 Republican votes. You have it pass the Senate with support from 8 Republican senators. But it didn't get through because of the filibuster. Nancy Pelosi said, all right, we're going to do a select committee in the House. And immediately, Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch and every lowlife crawling out from under a rock in the Republican leadership said, oh, that's not bipartisan. Well, it is bipartisan. And Nancy Pelosi added Liz Cheney to the committee. They're going to be 13 people, 8 Democrats, 5 Republicans. But Nancy Pelosi appointed Liz Cheney, a Republican, as one of her 8. So it's be 7-6. And Kevin McCarthy, weak Kevin McCarthy, supposed to appoint 5 with Nancy Pelosi's veto. Why does she have a veto? Because if Kevin McCarthy plays tricks and games, like, oh, I'm going to put Marjorie Taylor Greene on there. No, you're not, would say Nancy Pelosi, veto her. Lauren Boebert, the one who knew about it in advance and gave the tours. No, you're not putting her on either. How about Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan? No, you're not putting him on either. How about Nunez, Gomer, Gosar, Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz, the trafficker from Florida. No, you're not putting Drek on there. Some garbage takes itself out, and we're taking them out. Okay, who can I put on then? Anybody else? I don't care who you put on. You can put on some right-wing nut, but not a corrupt, weird right-wing nut to that extent. Put yourself on. I don't know if McCarthy will put anybody on, but he's taking a big mistake he's taking a big chance, and he's making a big mistake because if they go ahead with just the 8, there is Liz Cheney on there. There is a Republican on there, and they're going to issue subpoenas. And I'm saying right now they've got to subpoena Lauren Boebert. If Adam Kinzinger comes out and says she knew about it in advance because she tweeted out, today is 1776 before it even started, and she gave tours to folks who came back the next day, and she told them that Nancy Pelosi was not in the chamber, so find her somewhere else. She should be indicted. She should be indicted as a co-conspirator of that insurrection. Donald Trump should be subpoenaed. Kevin McCarthy should be subpoenaed. You know, and people go, well, you know, Kevin McCarthy, why should he be subpoenaed? Well, because he had a conversation with Trump in which he said to Trump, call off your dogs. And Trump said, Kevin, apparently they care more about our country than you do. And McCarthy repeated that to a congresswoman from the state of Washington who publicized it. Then he tried to backtrack, do a song and dance routine, soft shoe routine, which he can't do once he's subpoenaed because he's under oath and it could be perjury if he lied. I got a better idea. Subpoena Trump. He's the guy that had the conversation. He's the main guy. Subpoena him. He'll dodge and weave. He'll deny the subpoena. He'll hide. He'll moan and groan. Yeah, I understand all that. Go to court, get an enforcement of it, and drag him in. He's not the president anymore. Adam Kinzinger has pointed out a very, very important thing, and that is that significant people in the Republican Party, and he mentions Lauren Boebert, she's not the only one. She's not the only one who knew about it in advance. Kinzinger was alarmed enough at the social media he saw in conservative circles to tell his staff to stay home that day, work from home. Work from home that day. And do not come to the Capitol, and told his wife, stay in the apartment. Don't even go out shopping or doing anything else. Stay in the apartment. And he was armed. He did not say where he took it. I can assure you it was legal, wherever it was. I don't think he took it to the Capitol, but he was that alarmed. So good for him for pointing this out, Adam Kinzinger. And it's got to be followed up on. And in this particular commission, we have got to subpoena Lauren Boebert and I think Donald Trump, in addition to Kevin McCarthy. Okay, we're going to go quickly to California. The recall election against Gavin Newsom. The Democrats have done a very fine thing. Very fine thing. No one wanted this recall. Gavin Newsom's a very fine governor. It's basically on masks and social distancing and all that, right-wing recall. But you never know what happens in a recall. So the Democrats exercise their power to designate when the election will be, and they set September 14th, which is very soon. You know, it's a little over 2 months. Republicans want it in November. They can gin up some momentum. Well, now they're going to jam them. And now the candidates have to file in the next couple of weeks, and you have nothing but strange, weird candidates. There's a guy named Cox. There's one guy that carries around, believe this or not, a live bear in a cage to show that he's tough. And another one carries around an 8-foot ball of garbage to show that he doesn't think garbage collection is good enough. These people are strange. I'll tell you what, Caitlyn Jenner's running. She's not doing anything, nothing. She does nothing. She says she's for Trump. Come on, get her out of there. Get all these people out of there. They're no good. We need Gavin Newsom back in. We can't have people recalling good Democratic governors on masks and social distancing. It wasn't Gavin Newsom's fault that there's a COVID pandemic. So good news, September 14th, quick election, jam them, get all the weirdos in there, get them to file, and let's get them out, take them out, get back to business in California. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Dancing in the moonlight, everybody.